A truly Western opera has ridden onto stages in the state, as Arizona Opera is presenting the world premiere of Riders of the Purple Sage, based on Zane Grey's early 20th century novel. The company still puts on the well-known traditional productions, but it's made more of an effort in recent seasons to present material that is nearer and dearer to Arizonans. Riders of the Purple Sage is a prime example of that, despite its setting being in Utah. Craig Baumler wrote the piece and is currently composer-in-residence for Arizona Opera. Fenlon Lamb directs the production, and they're with me to talk about it. Craig, a Zane Grey novel turned into an opera. Why did that strike you as a good idea?
The emotional stakes were very high. The clarity of the characters' needs were very high. Literally within 30 pages, I knew it was an opera and I knew how it went.
How do you know it's an opera from the page when it hasn't been done as an opera before?
Because I have worked in opera before, there's very high emotional stakes. In Madame Butterfly, there's very high emotional stakes between Pinkerton and Butterfly. In La Boheme, there's very high emotional stakes between all of those four characters. In Riders, the interaction of Jane and Tull and Lassiter and the bishop and the religious faith felt very much a little bit like Trovatore, a little bit like La Forza del Destino. Those are two very ones that come to mind because that's what I know. And I just felt that these interactions were pretty Italianate almost in a way.
Well, an opera is the day that the most intense thing happened to these epic characters, to these amazingly strong humans who are dealing with the drama of living. That day, Jane is, the elders of her church come in and try to take over. And that's the day she stands up to them.
The first thing that struck me about the book was how contemporary it was, what it was saying for us today. And so had it not felt that way, I would not have ever considered it, because I don't believe that one should adapt something unless it can be brought somehow up to present day.
Yeah, we've come at it for a lot of us, it feels like. It doesn't just have to be Mormons. It could be Muslims. It could be Christians. It could be Buddhists. I mean, it could be any faith and that's being tested by people in that faith that are misbehaving or have gone a little astray. And how do you keep that deep in your heart and very true to your faith? Opera as a form, it is so amazing that you have to break into song to really express it. And there's a connection with the audience in that we all have voices, but we don't have these amazing voices that without amplification have this ability to express such deep, wonderful, great passions. And, we don't get to do that every day. So I think there's a connection that's on a grander scale. That's what opera brings to the table. And we've all experienced some trauma or troubles or, come up against something that we need to think about, talk out loud to other people. But these people get to sing about it. So it just brings it to a whole nother level, I think.
And personally, since I've written like 10 works of musical theater, I don't really make a distinction between I just call it the singing stage. Yeah. Opera is one kind of singing stage. Opera purists may not think of Les Mis or Phantom of the Opera as operas, but I do. So those are that's crossing that realm there. Sweeney Todd almost touches the realm of opera, and again, it tells a very dark story and with very dark stakes, revenge, and revenge is a massive part of this piece as
Absolutely.
Well. Religious fundamentalism, revenge, vigilante justice, women's rights.
So, Craig, when you are adapting this and you say it had to be something that you could see as the first 30 pages of the book, you had to see it on some sort of big stage. Did you feel like it had to be that operatic big stage? Because as Fenlon said, it felt like people had to really let themselves loose.
The stakes were just so high that people didn't seem to quit singing. I actually expected it would be more in the same world as Les Mis. I put the treatment together in about 2 weeks, and then sent. So the treatment is just a, you know, five-page kind of synopsis of Act One, Scene One, Two, Three, Intermission, Act Two, same thing. And then I sent it to my a best pal, who is a wonderful composer and writer. And I said, how about this? And he, so we just started writing it for fun.
And what's it like to work on something that is so reflective of the community in which you live in a lot of ways? I mean, the roots of this, though not Arizona necessarily, are so tied to the Southwest.
When I moved to Arizona, I came through that very long stretch between Tucson and Phoenix, and there was the most amazing sunset and a big giant windstorm that had produced all these hundreds of dust devils everywhere, and I thought I had come to the moon. And it was as Edward Abbey says, it was the terrible beauty of the desert. So to be able to illustrate, there's much illustration of the land and of the spirit of the land in this music. Zane Grey also, in his novel,
amazing descriptions.
You are there. I'm sure that's what made people want to come out there in the first place.
And also the landscape plays a character pretty much in this. There is such an epic nature about this harsh climate in which these characters are surviving and thriving and making all those decisions against this backdrop. It's this intimate story in a huge landscape. And so how do you pull those elements together?
The sets, though, have to be so vital, because when people first walk into the theater, I'm sure they want to be sort of transported even before they hear the music. Were you able to do that in the work you've been doing, to feel satisfied at least with the setting that people are going to see even before they
even
hear?
Well, we have, you know, an ace in our back pocket, and that's Ed Mill. He is, you know, this Southwest artist that just says it all in one painting. And I have millions of paintings to choose from, so I am like a kid in a candy shop. You know, we sort of giggled and said, well, let's go shopping at Ed's, you know. There's the added advantage of having this amazing video wall installation. And so I can put 60 by 40 Ed Mill paintings up. And I'll focus on the clouds of Ed Mill. And then he's done this wonderful hard set that has the canyon walls. And so we get the harsh against the soft, and how that works together, human versus nature.
Fenlon Lam is the director of Arizona Opera's production of Riders of the Purple Sage, and Craig Baumler wrote the piece, which is based on a Zane Grey novel. The production's Phoenix run begins Friday night at 7:30 at Symphony Hall.